This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got 1,300 fans in here tonight for this Minster Anna game. Saturday night tilt, last weekend of the boys' regular season. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Should be a fine contest. Was originally scheduled for early in the year, like Anna Minster basketball games are every season. Got moved to late in the campaign. Very last game of 22 for these two clubs because of Anna's state championship run in football. So here we are. Significant contest. Chuck, it's Anna's 10th game in the last 22 days. Unbelievable. Rockets had their schedule backloaded because of winning the D6 state championship on the gridiron. Minster, fine campaign as well. Should be an outstanding contest here tonight. These two teams have split right down the middle. Their last 10 confrontations, a number of the outings have been close. Neither club's won three in a row in the last decade. Anna two in a row once. Minster two in a row once. Minster coming off a huge win at St. Henry last night, 55-49. Anna was idle. Rockets needed the breather. How does not playing last night assist Anna in preparation for Minster tonight, which had to go at it on the road Friday evening against the Redskins?
Well, I think the biggest thing it does is it allowed Anna to prepare all week just for Minster,
right?
Where Minster had to prepare for Fort Recovery and then probably had a walkthrough this morning for getting ready for Anna. So I think that's the biggest thing. These are young kids. If their legs are tired, they need to get a better routine.
I'm so interested in seeing how Nixon and Murray go at it in the paint, Chuck. Should be quite a duel between those two. Each of them around 6'4", 6'4 and a half. Each a wide body.
Yep.
Nixon, very muscular. Has played extremely well all year. Averages 13 and a half points a game at double digits in a contest that we covered when Minster played at Fort Loramie. I think that'll go a long way to determining the outcome of this game, as well as the guard play out front.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, both teams actually like to run a little bit, so I think that's going to make for a higher scoring game. Anna a little bit outmanned a little bit tonight with Masteller being out for some team violations. He's going to miss three games, but that just means that Kovacs is going to get more time, and I can't find him. McCain Fingenbein.
Yep.
Great JV player, and he's going to get some time now. He would be a varsity player if they didn't have such good guards ahead of him.
Yeah,
anyway,
sure.
So I think he'll do a nice job for him tonight.
Yeah, he sure would be on the varsity. Might even start. He's a talent. Superb outside shooter. McCain Fickenbein, 6 foot soft, a lot of minutes expected for him tonight. Speaking of Minster, Mike McClure, fourth year head coach, graduate of Versailles, played college ball at Thomas More after playing hoops at Versailles under Tim Blakely. He was the head coach back then. Coach McClurg assisted several years along with Mike Lee at Minster when he was the head man guiding the Wildcats basketball program. But a nice 6-point triumph away from home last night for Minster, which finds itself just a half a game behind Parkway in the third spot in the MAC, which has been officially won by Versailles, which is undefeated in the MAC. Only one loss the entire year. That setback occurred right here at the hands of Anna. But last night, wow, Minster, 8 points from Schmidt, 8 points from Falk, 10 points from Retterman, 13 from Salazar, 15 from Nixon. All four of those young men hit threes. excellent balance, well-rounded triumph away from home against the Redskins of St. Henry last night. That bodes well for Minster here this evening.
Oh, I think so. And what it really does for them is they are now rounding themselves in for a tournament run. And they've got as good a chance of coming out of their district and into the region as anybody does in Division Four. They might even be somebody that can get over to Columbus if they get on a good roll.
But the thing you like about Minster, Chuck, is that nice mix of grades among the top seven players, a good balance of height on the floor, a legitimate postman, and in Salazar, what a spot-up three-point shooter they've got. He can rifle them in from anywhere. Anna's got to find him. He's not real good at creating his own long three-point shot, but if he sets up behind a screen, catches, and you don't wedge your body in there to get a hand in his face, Salazar will drain it on you.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if they will use... Usually they put Kuhlskamp on their best guard, but that's on a guard like Stammen out of Versailles that's going to really create. You're right, Salazar doesn't create, so I don't know if they will waste him on him, and they might go with Leininger guarding him with a little bit of size.
Could be interesting. Now that for sure is an important matchup in this game. Minster, as I mentioned, triumph over St. Henry last night. Prior to last evening, Minster had dropped three of its previous four. Wildcats began the season red hot through the month of December. Minster had suffered just one setback. That was by 3 points at home to Delta St. John's, 43-40. Wildcats are now 13-7, 5-3 in the MAC, with a big game coming up yet in the Midwest Athletic Conference next Friday evening at Parkway. That will decide the second spot in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Well, I mean, you know, you like to win your league, but you want to finish as high as you can. We watched that last night in a Shelby County tilt, and Fort Loramie was just outstanding last night against Botkins. I mean, a score that I don't think anybody in the area would have believed. And Minster's got the same chance. There is nothing. If you can't be first, you might as well be second.
Before Botkins began to show some life in its offense, way back in the month of December, Minster at home soundly thumped Botkins by 14 points, 57-43. It would probably be closer now. I'd like to see that rematch. But this Minster team has some very good victories over the course of the season. Beat Fort Recovery by 2. Beat Lima Perry by 12. Coming off the win against St. Henry last night by 6. And played Versailles to a 46-43 game. How about that? That contest was all tied up at half, 25 all.
Well, Minster kind of plays defense like Loramie does. They get on you. They're physical. And if it's not a game that's not called real closely, they can put a hurt on you. That's what happened to Botkins last night. I'm sure that's what happened to them when they played Minster, when they played them earlier in the season.
And a head coach, Nate Barhorst, looking forward to this game with Minster tonight and then the tournament opening round affair next Thursday for the Anna Rockets boys team, which earned a number one seed thanks to that double weekend victory at Jackson Center on Friday. Versailles, the number one ranked team in the state, on Saturday. Anna won them both convincingly by 14 and 15 points and earned the number one seed in the Dayton area among boys Division III clubs.
Well, I'm glad the coaches looked at the fact that their losses were early when they weren't playing. They were still playing football. And they looked at that because that Versailles game, that was no fluke.
Nope.
I think if they played Versailles 10 times, they'd probably beat them 7.
Chuck, I hope tonight's game between Anna and Minster is much like the game a year ago. You may recall it at Minster. Wildcats won it on an unbelievable horse shot. It was a deuce by Kettner.
I remember that.
About a 15-footer. He went flying into the top of the circle, and I don't think he quite quite gotten to the foul line. Maybe he was even with it outside the paint. Let one fly on the run, and as the buzzer sounded, the ball was swishing.
Dropped through. He never even got himself squared. It just one of those shots that, hey, he's an athlete, and he made a nice shot.
And as a result, Minster won it 66-64 at Minster. 2 years ago, Anna was victorious here by 20. 3 years ago, Anna won at Minster in overtime by 7. Minster won the two games in 2015-16 and 2014-15. But it's been a pretty even rivalry over the last 10. There have been two OTs, and there have been four games decided by 7 points or less. Both teams shooting around out on the floor at the moment. Fans filing in. And it is a dynamite section of fans across the way, representing Anna, green and white. Anna down below us, adorned in green. Minster in the black and orange down below to our right. That's some seats up above in the mezzanine across the way. But this gymnasium holds 1,300. It's got to be pretty close to capacity this evening.
Yeah, this side is pretty full. The Anna kids, a couple of them have a big sign over there that says, Coach B for president. If he ran, I'd vote for him.
Oh, my goodness. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, making possible our presentation online of Anna Minster Boys Basketball, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten off the ground in 2006-2007 without the help of Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you so much, all the administration, staff, and associates at Local. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Three new underwriting sponsors, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Well, you can imagine we can create Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We'll keep you moving forward. And Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area, customizing an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Senior recognition night here at Anna High School. A number of 12th graders on the varsity basketball team recognized: Isaac Leininger, Justin Murray, Cameron Stewart, Riley Yuleskamp, Mark Bixler. That is the opening five for this game.
That's a very, very good group of athletes there.
Oh, a lot of talent there in multiple sports.
Yes.
As I mentioned, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor. Hoing and Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. Hoing and Hoing specializes in custom-built homes on your lot and any of our Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Gettlersville on Rettner Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Rettner Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info on designing your dream home, call Hoing and Hoing, 937-394-7144. Starters and tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7222. 402-498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Anna Rockets are 17-3 on the year. They have won the Shelby County League outright. A game remaining on Monday here at home against Botkins. 10-1 in league play. Only setback on the road at Fort Loramie on December 27th, 54-41. Minster 13-7 overall, 5-3 in the MAC. Just half game behind Parkway. And Minster will get a chance to beat Parkway when they hook up next Friday. Starting five for the Minster Wildcats has just been introduced. Eric Schmidt, 5'11 junior at guard. Brian Falk, 6'3 forward at wing. Trent Retkerman, 6'2 wing player, a senior. Jacob Salazar at guard, 5'11 senior. And in the middle, Justin Nixon, 6'4 junior. Here come the Anna Rockets, led by Isaac Leininger, a 6-foot senior guard. Justin Murray in the middle, 6'4, a senior. Cameron Stewart, power forward, 6'2, senior. Out back at guard with Leininger. Riley Hilskamp, a 5'10 senior. And Mark Bixler, a 5'11 senior. For Anna, Bixler averaging a little over 14 a game. Isaac Leininger at 10. Cameron Stewart at 9. Justin Murray at 8. Riley Hilskamp at 8.5. Isaiah Masteller, who is sitting out this game and two more for team rules violations, is averaging 8 points a game. We'll see a lot of McCain Finkenbein tonight. As we noted several minutes ago, he is a 6-foot sophomore. Two 13-point scorers lead the way for Minster. Justin Nixon, 13 a game, 10 rebounds. A monster rebounder is Nixon. Jacob Salazar is not at 13, my mistake. He's at 11.5. Trent Retkerman, 8 points a game, 6 rebounds a game. Schmidt and Falk get about 4.5 points each. Schmidt leads the team in assists, 3 a game. Cameron Stewart jumps center for the Anna Rockets against Brian Falk of Minster, and the ball is pounded into backcourt where Anna runs it down. Interesting assignment here for Minster. It looks like Retkerman gets the nod on Bixler to start.
He's going to have to play some quick, have some quick feet.
Here's Justin Murray in the lane. Powers, muscles around Nixon. He's strong on the shot. Good D in the interior post by the Wildcats. Ball rolled off. Minster gobbled up the rebound. Nixon cross-court to Retkerman. Deep right corner shot. High archer. Hit the rim. Glanced off. Ball comes down to Anna. Cross-court pass to Bixler into the lane. The trailer is Leininger. Shot fake. Inside the arc. Goes baseline. Below the rim. On the arc to the wide open shooter. It's Murray. Three-pointer off the iron. Good offensive rebound. Wow. Cam Stewart to the rim with a teardrop. Up and over the iron.
He is a rebounding machine.
Cam Stewart averaging almost 7 per game, and he gets him on the offensive glass a lot, Judge.
That's where he gets him, boy. He puts him back.
2-0 Anna. Here's Minster throwing to the post to Nixon. It's long. Anna got it. Rockets threw it away. Excuse me on the sneeze. Minster missed a running shot down the right side of the paint. Tie up on the rebound. It remains with Minster. Baseline left of the hoop. Schmidt is the playmaker. 5'11 junior guard. Inbounds to Salazar.
Bless you.
Sneeze number 2. Now you've missed nothing. But 3 passes by Minster, which still controls. Nixon foul line, backs Murray down, tries to square up. Good help. Nice double down. Leininger, who ripped it away.
Yes.
Leininger to midcourt for Anna. Rockets lead 2-0. We've played a minute 45 here in the first quarter. Bixler on the arc into Murray. Back to the basket. Nixon defends. Murray spins, ducks under. Good drop step. Oh, he attracted a two-shot foul.
That's a nice move by Murray.
We've seen fine improvement in Justin Murray.
Yes.
Shooting and footwork and rebounding all three.
That was a good up and under that time and drew the foul on Nixon. That's not what Minster wants to see.
Justin Murray foul shot is right on the button. 3-0 Anna. Rockets continue to shoot free throws at a little over 70% on the year. Murray again, a little too much mustard on that one. Rebound yanked down by Nixon of Minster. Backcourt to Brian Falk. He steams up the floor, runs down the right side of the lane, overshoots it. Weak side rebound by Retkerman. He tried to put it on the deck. Anna raked it away. Then the Rockets roll the ball toward the baseline out of bounds. Minster has it back. Below the rim, Schmidt wants to enter again. Way out on the arc to Nixon. Feeds it baseline right to Schmidt. Passed up the 15-footer. Then he dribbles to the arc, picked up by Hulskamp. Hulskamp on Schmidt. Stewart on Retkerman. Boy, that'll be a duel. Murray guarding Nixon high left. Cross-course pass to Falk. Falk sizing it up from distance. His left-handed shot is through. Falk, the southpaw, knocks it down. 24-footer. Quickly Anna countering. Here's Murray dancing into the lane.
Wow.
Spins one up. Fadeaway shot. Every inch of the rim, it came off. Game tied at three. Quickly Minster, forecourt to her left. Salazar left corner to Retkerman. Look at him go to work on Stewart. He goes gliding across the paint. Good bounce off the rim, and it goes.
He got that first step, and Stewart couldn't recover.
Falk and Retkerman, two fielders for Minster, which leads 5-3. Retkerman in the open floor, Chuck, is tough to handle. Hulskamp inside the arc for Anna. Goes to Stewart in the paint. He turns. Little half-hook shot from 10 feet. Swish. Well done by Cam Stewart. Tied up at five. Good start offensively. Just under five to go first quarter. Here's Falk dribbling up the floor into the corner. Back to the basket. Out of control. Leininger nearly swiped it. It went out of bounds off of Leininger. Salazar inbounding below the rim. To Nixon. Hits the cutter down the lane. Shot on the run is up and good. That was Falk with the left hand. The southpaw's got two buckets in this contest so far. Five of seven of Minster's points registered by Falk. Here's Murray, baseline right. Half hook shot. Drills it. 9-footer by Murray over Nixon. Game tied at seven. Murray continues to impress. Ball deflected in backcourt, then at midcourt. Salazar picks it up for Minster. Into the forecourt to Schmidt. On the arc to Falk. Minster in the road, black. Black numbers outlined in orange. That's kind of a fad now. Here's Salazar. He goes blitzing down the left side of the lane. Took a pass. Shoveled it with the left. No good. Rebound by Anna. Quickly forecourt left. Bixler. Off balance. 15-footer. Short of the mark. Anna gobbles up the rebound, though, and resets the attack. Tied at 7, 3:46 to go in the first. Anna continues to enter to Murray. Oh, what a drop step. Up and under around Nixon. Off the backboard for two.
Did a great job of keeping that foot down.
9-7 in favor of Anna. Here is Minster attacking, dribbling hard down the left side of the lane. Schmidt overshoots it. Anna fast break. Bixler to the rack. Blocked on the play. Stuffed by Nixon. Here comes Minster, forecourt right, Retkerman. To Falk, a deep three, short. It bounds off the iron into the hands of Hulskamp for Anna. Long lead out to Bixler. Through the paint area. Back to 7-footer. No. Rebound, Minster. Stewart was open baseline right. Bart didn't see him. 3 minutes left. Opening period. 9-7, Anna. 30 feet away, Schmidt. Schmidt hands off to the three-point shooter, Salazar. Look out. Swish! A triple for Salazar. He had a lot of room, Chuck.
Yeah, he gets his feet set, boy. He's got range.
10-9 Minster. Bixler on the arc. Short corner Murray. Squares up against Nixon. Looks at the rim. Out back to Leininger. Leininger's long three. High in the air. Off the flange. Nice rebound by Falk of Minster in backcourt. 2:31 to go first quarter. Minster up one. 10-9. Falk, the left-hander. Near side to Salazar behind the screen. Bixler bothers him. Ball is fumbled. Salazar gets it back. Ball dealt on the play to Reckerman. Look at him go to work. Sprinting through the lane. On the run. Off the backboard and in. Minster by three. 12-9. Foul line extended right. It's Murray. Shot fake. Puts it on the deck. Twirls around Nixon. Oh, look at him go to work. Murray. Terrific play. Wow. 12-11. Minster up one. It's been the Justin Murray show tonight for Anna. Nixon, top of the key for the Wildcats. Hits a player, Falk in the back cut. He blew the chip. He got the rebound back, and he's hacked from behind by Leininger. Free throws here for the Wildcats, who are doing a very good job at the offensive end. This harassing Anna defense hasn't been a big factor against Minster's attacking offense so far. High-arching foul shot to the left-hander Falk is good. 13-11, Minster, a minute 47 left, opening period.
Well, they got four kids that have scored in the first quarter. That's nice. Good balance.
Last night against St. Henry, Minster had three in double figures, two with eight. Second free throw by Falk. Spins around like a top and comes out. Anna pushes it down the floor. Bixler powers to the rim from the right corner. Blocked from behind. Taken away by Minster. Up the floor to Reckerman. Hooks a pass into the lane to Falk. Falk goes up strong. No, it's not Falk. It's a substitute on the floor for Minster. And he is jammed hard at the rim. Good effort by Carson Pringer. Tell you what, each team down the floor, lickety-split. Neither one converted, but Minster and Carson Pringer, the substitute, drew the foul. Free throw swish by the 6'6 senior Pringer. He's in right now for Nixon. Brady Holscher, very athletic young man, six-footer for Minster, has checked in. 14-11, Minster by three. Pringer shooting for Minster's biggest lead of four. Missed it. It clanged off the back brace. Long rebound, Anna. Quickly down the floor, Bixler. Below the rim to Kovacs is in now. Baseline left to Leininger. Oh, a pocket pass to Kovacs for the two-pointer. And a foul by Minster. It's an add one for Kovacs.
Nice pass by Huelskamp that time. Found him right there on the block.
How about that? Pringer steps on the floor for Minster. Makes some impact. And then Ben Kovacs, 6'2 junior out there for Anna, records a three-point play. And we're tied right up at 14 apiece. Excellent first period, a minute 22 left. Midcourt with the ball, Reckerman for Minster. Throws to Pringer in the lane. He juggles off his fingertips. Anna's got it. Lead out, Leininger to Bixler. To Stewart outside the paint. Fall away 12-footer, short. Rebound down to Minster. Long lead out to Holscher. Behind him to Salazar, who lets it fly. Missed it wide right. Minster tried to save on the baseline and could not hang on. It goes out of bounds. Quick shot to Salazar. Feet were not set on that one.
That was a heck of a hustle play by Kettner that time.
Adam Kettner, 5'10 junior guard in for Minster. Minster perhaps a little bit deeper than Anna. Leininger foul line for the Rockets. Started to drive, stepped back, missed the 16-foot fadeaway off the back iron. Rebound down to Minster, 36 seconds to go in the first. Game tied at 14. Here's Stewart on Reckerman. Ball is fumbled at midcourt. Minster goes in the backcourt to get it. Ball thrown to the left corner to Salazar. He's left open. He cans it. Three-pointer, his second of the period. Scattered floor somewhat there, Chuck.
Yeah, they lost him in the corner. He's going to make that more often than he doesn't.
Yep, and his guards were out high, thinking they had a shot at a steal. Salazar made him pay. 10 seconds left, opening period. Here's a drive into the paint by Huelskamp. Little fadeaway from 12. Front rim, backboard, yes. 2 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a long midcourt shot by Minster. Oh, it hits the rim, bounds away. It almost went in off the fingertips of Adam Kettner. Very good first period of action here at Anna tonight. Rockets trail the Wildcats by one, 17-16. on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley.
Excellent first quarter.
Oh, my, that was a quarter and a half. But 12 minutes packed into eight, 33 points tally between the two clubs. Minster up one, 17-16. Here is Bixler, top of the circle. Murray, foul line, squares up, looks at the rim. No good from 13. Rebound pinballed around. Nixon's got it for Minster in backcourt. Hands it off to Schmidt, who brings it down. Schmidt, forecourt left to Brian Falk, 25 feet away. Now Schmidt between the circles, lining her on him. Schmidt enters the lane area, doesn't shoot. Leaves it for the shooter, Falk, in the right corner. Shy of the mark on the three. Rebound down to Hulskamp. Hulskamp up the floor. Minster player on his tail. Foul against the Wildcats.
I think Riley got a break there because he was a little out of control, but he did take a bump.
Foul is common. Three on Minster, two on Anna. Ball lobbed in from below the rim to Bixler out high to Murray. Into the lane area. Hulskamp goes to work. Bumps his defender off. In and out on the fadeaway 10-footer. Rebound Hulskamp, though. Into the corner to Kovacs. Arches one up. Not good. Oh, look at the offensive board by Murray. 2 points for him. And a foul on Minster to boot. What a show tonight being displayed by Justin Murray of Anna.
Yep. That was his second foul on Schmidt.
How many points for Justin, Chuck?
Got nine.
And he's got probably four or five rebounds. Free throw hits the rim once, twice, comes off. Nixon's got it for Minster, which is down one now, 18-17. 7-10 to go in the second quarter. Schmidt to midcourt for Minster. Now to Nixon, 30 feet away. Nixon really hasn't figured much in the offense for the Wildcats. Falk, top of the circle, weaves to Schmidt, who looks inside for Nixon, gets it to him. Kovacs pitches him, so does Hulskamp. They put the whammy on him, the squeeze, and foul him.
Oh, they called that on Hulskamp. That absolutely was Kovacs that fouled him.
So that's the third team foul on Anna, four on Minster, baseline left of the rim. Salazar, the playmaker, lobs into Nixon, and Salazar pops out behind a screen, high right, lets it go. Fadeaway 27-footer off the heel, long rebound, Nixon. Nixon powers to the rim, banks it home, and he's fouled. Athletic play by the postman for Minster, Nixon. Well done.
And that's his first two.
First points of the night for Justin Nixon, about whom we spoke a moment ago. We had noticed him as a result of his absence in the offense. Well, he gets it done right there. 19-18 Minster.
Got my favorite shoes and socks that I've seen this year.
Free throw strong by Nixon. Yeah, I love those tangerine-colored socks and tangerine-colored fluorescent orange shoes. Here is Hulskamp, forecourt, high right for Anna. Minster player sets up shop, and it's not rule blocking. Hulskamp apparently extended the forearm a little bit.
It didn't look like it to me, but that's his second foul. He's going to have to sit now.
That's a tough one. And we're going to see the man about whom we spoke in the pregame, McCain Finkenbein, 6-foot sophomore. He'll see many minutes tonight. Isaiah Masteller sitting out three games for violating team rules. Here's Minster out of the arc. Retterman lobs it over the post of Anna into the hands of Nixon near the rim. He drops it through there. 21-18. Minster back up three. Leininger outside the arc on the right. Pick and roll with Stewart. Nothing doing. Kovacs 25 feet away. Now to Bixler. Bart's been fairly silent into the lane area. Leaves it behind him for Stewart. Big time jump shot straight away. 22-footer all cord. Wow. He split the nets. Good looking trifecta from Cameron Stewart to knock the count at 21. Nixon baseline left around Kovacs. He's got some real estate below the iron to the rack. Got it for two.
Kovacs can't guard him. They're going to have to make some kind of an adjustment.
Right. Timeout and a 5:46 left in the second. Minster up a bucket on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Two fouls on Riley Yulskamp of Anna. He is sitting maybe for much of the rest of this second quarter.
That's going to depend on the score, but I don't think we'll see him unless Minster pulls away a little bit.
Second foul on him was marginal. 23-21. Anna is behind by two. 5.5 left second period. Behind a screen, high right, Finkenbein for Anna. Now to Leininger, 25 feet away. Salazar checks him. Ball left behind the line to Bixler. Little dance move, foul line, doesn't shoot. Now Finkenbein, head of the key, open, doesn't let it go. Far left side to Bixler, thought he had an opening baseline. Steps back, goes to Stewart straight away. That's the spot from which he swished one a moment ago. Here's Leininger roaming into the lane area. A leaner, a running shot, little heavy, rebound down to Minster. Here's Retkerman blazing a trail through the Anna defense, hooking foul on Stewart. One thing about this Minster club, Chuck, it's quick afoot, very speedy, won't back down. It'll go up and down the floor with the pace.
With size. I mean, that's a good combination.
Yes. Falk and Pringer and Nixon and Retkerman, some sizable young men, 6'3", 6'4", and up. And this Minster team can move. They will take it from one end of the floor to the other every bit as quickly as Anna. And both free throws by Retkerman are dead center. Good foul shooter. He and Falk are southpaws, both of them. Each one a lefty. 4-point lead. Minster matches the Wildcats' biggest. Finkenbein on the arc. He's bumped. Gives it up to Stewart. Far right wing to Leininger. Gets a screen from Stewart. Little pick and roll. Nothing doing. Here's Bixler setting, shooting. 3-pointer left side of the floor. Off the rim. Backboard. Yanked down to Nixon. Quickly to Salazar. The trailer Falk in the middle to Nixon. Broken up and stolen by Anna. Long lead out down the floor to Leininger. Saves on the baseline. Into the lane. Short corner. Can't find a teammate. Now goes to Stewart. Awkward fadeaway three. Way off to the right. Rebound Minster. 4:22 left in the half. Minster by four. Here's Falk. Four-court left to Retkerman. Baseline left. Around Kovacs. Below the backboard. Can't shoot. Hands to Falk. Falk jumps. Lets one go. Body foul. Anna in the act of shooting.
He dribbled out of bounds there when he went down the baseline. I'm not sure how the official didn't see that.
Here is Falk at the stripe for Minster. All net. Wildcats by 5, 26-21. 4:12 to go here in the first half. Second shot, Falk dips the knees. Yes, sir.
Bixler can't get to the rim, and that makes him not nearly as effective.
Very good point. Yeah, Bart plays so much taller if he can get down below the foul line, but Minster is shutting off his driving lane. Here's Finkenbein, foul stripe for Anna, which is down six now. There's Bart going through traffic, all the way to the rack, flipped it up from down around his knees. Often will make that, a little strong on this one. Rebound Minster. Nixon out, back fakes the three. Gives it to Salazar, who sets and shoots. You can count it, bullseye! 30-21, Minster over Anna by 9. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Timeout called on scorersbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Minster Wildcats have exploded to a 9-point bulge. Under 4 to go in the second quarter. Chuck, you and I offline were talking a moment ago during commercial. How in the world has this Minster team lost 3 in the MAC and sits third right now?
Yeah, I don't know. They got, like I said, they got all the parts.
Wildcats have lost 7 on the year. Stewart, foul line extended right for Anna. Into the lane area. Pushes one up from 10 feet right in front. Hits it. Nice shot to Stewart. Minster is up 7, 30-23. Had been up 9 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Deep in the right corner with the ball, it's Falk having trouble for Minster. Crowded by Leininger. Gives it up to Reckerman. They like to open the floor for him. Here's Salazar, top of the circle. Bixler defends him at the moment. Left side pass on the play to Holscher. Holscher slides to the floor. It's loose on the deck. What do we have? Jump arrow favors Minster. Could have been a walk.
Yeah, you can't fall down with the basketball. That's automatic.
Could have been whistled a travel violation on Minster. One of those 50-50 calls. Wildcats given the benefit of the doubt. Ball lobbed into Reckerman. Foul line for Minster. He goes streaking down the right side of the lane and banks in a runner. That's his favorite shot.
Yeah, he's pretty darn good.
9-point lead. Minster again. Bixler lobs midpost to Murray. Murray tries to back down the defender. Fade shoots the 14-footer. Clanged off the iron. Rebound down to Reckerman of Minster. 2:28 to go, second quarter. Minster up 9. Forecourt right, Salazar. Explodes into the lane. Throws left corner. Pass too hot to handle. Minster recovers. Here's Salazar on the bounce. Goes outside the arc on the right to Kettner. Kettner 25 feet away, doesn't shoot. Puts it on the deck. Throws it toward the Anna bench. Deflected by the Rockets. Right at Nate Barhorst, 9-year head coach.
Hewell's camp's coming back because they're down 9 and they're starting to lose touch.
Yep, margin too much. Riley back on the floor. Ben Wepker had been in the last minute and a half for Minster, spelling Nixon on the inside. Did a good job defensively. Minster possession. We've worked the clock down to 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Dribble drive through the lane area. It's Falk. He's a tough customer, motoring to the rim, just like Reckerman, and he banks one high off the glass, right down through the cylinder. 34-23. Minster up 11 over Anna. Biggest margin. Here's Leininger. Fumble the ball going into the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk, then muffed it out of bounds. Now the officials confer, change the call.
Oh, my.
And give it to Anna.
Not sure of that. They had a better look than I did, I guess.
Minute 40 left to go, second quarter. I like the fact that they conferenced.
Yeah, they obviously saw something.
Uh-huh. Here's Stewart dribbling, circling in the lane. Fadeaway shot from 15, short. Rebound, Minster. Anna settled for a not-so-hot shot right there. Stewart was falling backwards when he triggered it. Minute 21 to go, first half. Minster up 11. It's been a poor second quarter for Anna. Here's Reckerman, 25 feet out. Goes near side to Falk. Falk and Reckerman on the dribble have been tough customers for Anna to guard tonight. And head coach Michael McClurg of Minster gets a timeout. 107 to go till halftime. Anna down 11. Upset in the making on scores.broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This Minster team matches up extremely well with the Anna Rockets. They've shown that tonight. 11-point lead, Minster, final minute, second quarter. The Reckerman being hounded by Stewart, 25 feet away. He lost the ball, got it back, then fed it to Schmidt. Hemmed in far side by Bixler. Between circles to Reckerman, near side to Falk. Falk dribbles through the top of the key. Now Schmidt's got it, 42 seconds to go first half. Eric Schmidt, left-hand bounce, 5'11", junior guard. Throws to Nixon straight away. They look for Salazar in the paint. Nixon wants to drive. He explodes down the lane. Barges toward the rim. Missed it short. Rebound Anna. Rockets throw it down the floor. Lost on the play. But the white jersey foul from behind by a black jersey player.
Well, I'll tell you what. Minster got back. I thought that was going to be just an easy layup. They got back and forced that ball onto the ground and then kind of got unlucky that it's Anna's ball.
11-point lead for Minster and a possession. Big 26 seconds here for Anna. Rockets need a field goal. Ball lobbed into Stewart, top of the circle. Ball in his left hand, handoff to Yulskamp. 21, 20, 19. Bixler pops out to catch on the line. Cross-court Stewart, left side Yulskamp, 12, 11. Bixler catches 25 feet away, resets the attack. They spread the floor. Bart enters the paint all the way to the rack, lays it up. Oh, it spun off with four to play. And then Murray went over the back for Anna on the rebound. And guess what? It's a 1-1.
This is one of those nights. But give Minster credit. My goodness, there's nothing easy.
Yeah, Bart's had a couple of pretty tough drives on which he'll normally finish. But they haven't gone in. They've rolled off tonight. And that's Webker at the free throw line, Chuck?
Yes.
Ben Webker, 6'4", senior. Minster with a nice blend of size and speed. Foul shot short. Missed the 1-1. 2 seconds left. Yulskamp to midcourt. Lets it fly. 40-footer. Had the distance a little off to the right. No good. First half closes out. Not a good second quarter for Anna. Excellent one for Minster, which has built up an 11-point cushion. Minster 34, Anna 23. Upset in the making tonight here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wuerman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Yeah, that was one of the poorest quarters played by Anna this year in quite some time. You probably got to go back darn near 2 months, Chuck.
Yeah, they got outscored 17-7 in that quarter, and they did not look good offensively at all. And Minster pretty much got whatever they wanted.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. About 8 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, 11-point lead Minster. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
The Wildcats have a 21-15 rebounding advantage. Anna, four offensive rebounds. Minster, three. Both teams handled the ball pretty well. Minster turned it three times. Anna only turned it once. 6 of 10 from the free throw line for Minster. 2 of 4 for the Rockets. Individual scoring for Minster. They got three. They got Salazar with 9, Retkerman with 8, Falk with 8, and Nixon with 6. That's tough to beat. 2 from Schmidt and a free throw from Pringer. 17 both quarters, 34 to happen. Anna led by Murray and Stewart, both with 9. They got 3 from Kovacs, 2 from Muleskamp, nothing from Bart Bixler on the offensive end. They scored 16 and 7, and they trail at 34-23 at the half.
Well, there you go. No points for Bixler. Muleskamp has to sit about 4 minutes in the second quarter, and he's only got a deuce.
Yeah, they scored 2 points out of their top two players. So, yeah, that needs to change here in the second half, that's for sure.
And Anna registered just 7 in 8 minutes in that second quarter of play. All Minster here through halftime. It is 34-23 Wildcats over the Rockets. Our report here at the halftime break brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Minster 34, Anna 23, 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, has major business clients. It's served now for 25 years. Reese Meyering has CPAs on staff. It performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business startups. Reese Meyering is flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. Thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Meyering can serve your business efficiently, whether you're close or far away. In Fort Loramie, it's Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants. Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813, 295-3813, for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants. Well, Bart Bixler recognized tonight here, Chuck, as Anna's sixth 1,000-point score in a career on the basketball floor. I hope that didn't jinx him. He's got to get going over the final two quarters.
Well, he does. And I'll tell you, he still gets my vote for player of the year.
Sure,
unfortunately,
sure.
For Bart, I don't get a vote. But if I had one, I would give it to him. There's a lot of other good, really good players, but I just think that he is the most valuable. Let's put it that way.
Right. Our student-athlete spotlight segment tonight brought to you by LaCal Equipment, as always. LaCal promotes student, academic, and athletic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start back in 2006 and 7. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight we highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from Anna, junior cheerleader Rachel Wells, daughter of Bill and Missy, outstanding 3.8 GPA, participates in her youth church group, FCCLA, dance center in Wapakoneta. Maybe I should have said church youth group. I said youth church group. Sorry.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, close. I don't think I said it like I intended to. Rachel, by the way, one of six kids in the Wells family, five siblings. Josh, a seventh grader, is a younger brother. Four older, Brooke, Philip, Jordan, Elizabeth. For Minster, we highlight Madison West, senior cheerleader, 3.3 GPA, daughter of Mike and Kelly, participates in yearbook, math, drama club, youth leadership, volunteers at church. She's a student aide. She'll go to Bowling Green and major in communications and marketing. Madison West, senior cheerleader at Minster. Rachel Wells, junior cheerleader at Anna, recognized by LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, the Anna Rockets, who played 10 games in the last 21 days but were off last night, somewhat all thumbs tonight. They start the third quarter with a turnover. Ball dropped on the baseline, went out of bounds. Minster possession up 11, 34-23, as we begin action here in the second half. Wildcats have the ball 25 feet away at Derek Schmidt. Bixler all over him. Shovels a pass to Falk. Falk hangs on. Reckerman pops out high right. Cross court to Salazar. He's got two long made threes. Gilskamp checks him. Salazar on the bounce. Weaves to Schmidt into the top of the circle. Handoff on the play to Nixon. He explodes down the lane all the way to the rack. Laid it up a little bit too hard. Anna clears the board. Murray, Gilskamp, Bixler, right back to Gilskamp. Sloppy pass, batted, stolen by Minster. Two turnovers, Anna, to start the second half. Minster still by 11. Retkerman in the corner, out high to Falk, picked up by Leininger. Retkerman, lobbing over Murray's head, down inside for Nixon, a catch and a make.
No backside help at all.
Poor defensive rotation by Anna, which is down 13. 36-23, 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Deep right corner, Leininger for Anna. Murray outside the arc on the right, near side Bixler. Now Yulskamp, 25 feet away, lobs into Murray, goes to work on Nixon, spin move, goes up and under, it's on the rim, rolling off, no good, wouldn't go down. Minster got the carom, quickly Reckerman to Schmidt. Sets the attack for Reckerman. It goes baseline. Little push shot, 15-footer, unguarded. Makes it.
They're just having fun.
Minster, a field day tonight. Through two quarters plus 2 minutes against Anna. Wildcats 38, Rockets 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna High School. 38-23, Minster leads Anna. I just saw a sudden reversal in the last 3 minutes in an important Big Ten college basketball game this evening. Maryland was down by three or four entering the final 4 to 5 minutes of the game. Wound up beating Michigan State at Lansing, 67-60. Yep. That's about Michigan State's sixth loss in the Big Ten.
They are really on the negative roll right now.
Yep, Anna down by 15. Needs a string of points right here. Heelskamp's got the ball 30 feet away. Again, Chuck, we continue to marvel at how this Minster team coming into tonight and won just 15 and is third in the MAC. This is a club which can compete for a berth in the D4 regional in Northwest Ohio for sure.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Right. Here's a shake and bake by Leininger, baseline left. He's down below the rim. He's covered up well, so he makes a pocket pass to the trailer Murray. He's hammered from behind. Good teamwork by Anna. Fine late recovery by Minster, which prevented the easy bucket.
Obviously, they have some nights where they don't play this well, but right now, watching Columbus Grove last week and watching them now, there's no comparison. Minster's a better basketball team.
Exactly. You're so right. And the free throw by Murray is short. Now the Anna Rockets, Chuck, at the end of the first 8 minutes, had how many points? 16?
16.
And only seven points for Anna in the last 11 and a half minutes as Murray clangs two free throws off the iron. Down the floor, Minster, left corner Nixon, works on Murray in the lane, goes up with a soft hook shot right in front, six-footer on the rim, it comes off, almost went in. Anna got the board, and then Reckerman at midcourt nearly makes the intercept for Minster, can't save, out of bounds to Anna. We played 3 minutes in the third quarter. Anna's behind by 15, 38-23. Rockets at 16 points inside a minute remaining in the first quarter. And in the last 12 minutes, only seven. Here's Yulskamp barreling in from the left corner. His little floater hangs on the rim and drops through. Big bucket for Anna. First field goal, second half for the Rockets, who are down by 13, 38-25. Here's Nixon, baseline right to Schmidt. Schmidt against Bixler. Still dribbles into the paint area. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up to the cutter, who is Falk. And the pass is in the hands of Falk and out. Yulskamp's got it for Anna. Quickly down the floor to Bixler. Open from three-point land. It circles in and out. Stick back by Murray. Got it. Murray for a deuce. 38-27, four in a row by Anna. 4:13 left, third quarter. Schmidt to midcourt, pounded by Bixler. Bixler reaches in, tries to steal, can't. Common foul.
Yeah, he saw an opening, but he was just a half a step shot.
Yep.
And got a shoulder on him.
Almost had the angle, not quite.
He saw it.
4:07 remaining, third quarter. Inbounding right in front of the Minster bench is Falk. Brian Falk, 6'3 junior, goes baseline to Nixon. Nixon also a junior. Nixon in the post. He plays pitch and catch with Falk. It goes to Falk, right back into Nixon. Turnaround banker, got it. Well done. Inside, outside action. Minster converts. Here's Murray coming right back at Nixon for Anna. Short. Excuse me as I sneeze again. Shot didn't get to the rim. That's because Nixon hindered it. And then Nixon fisted the ball out of bounds below the iron. Anna still has possession into Leininger. Foul at extended right. Throws to Bixler between the rings. Left wing, Stewart. Anna needs a field goal this possession. Murray at the short corner. Muscles into the lane. Hands to Bixler. Shot fake from 15 into the paint area. Drops the pass over the shoulder of Murray. Right in his lap. And he lays it through.
Yeah.
Perfect assist by Bixler. Anna scored 6 of the last 8. Nixon left open, top of the circle for Minster. Around and out to the left. Couldn't get it to go. Shot it quick. Anna quickly down the floor. Hielskamp into the lane. Deflected by Nixon. Minster hustles down. Schmidt cross-court pass. Picked off by Hielskamp. Saves it to Stewart. Here comes Anna running. No advantage. Stewart all the way to the rack. Split two defenders and scored. What a play by Stewart.
Well, there's no quit in Anna. I'm glad to see that.
Anna has trimmed the disadvantage down to 9, 40 to 31. Rockets once trailed by 17, 10 to 2 run by Anna. Here's a loose ball at midcourt, pried away by Anna, juggled by Minster. Wildcats contain. Deep right corner, Reckerman. Shot fake, drive to the rack, all the way to the rim. Offensive foul, wipe out the goal. Minster fans don't like it. Anna fans love it.
That's one of those where you can't win if you're an official. half the gym's going to hate what you called.
Yep, he was on it, sold it, you play on. That's all you can do. 2:28 to go, third quarter. 40-31, Minster by 9. Anna with a spurt. Into the forecourt come the Rockets. On top, Leininger. Outside the arc on the left is Stewart. He's got an opening into the lane. Goes behind him to Hielskamp, who launches a triple and buries it. Hielskamp on the money. Six-point game. Here comes Anna. Schmidt to midcourt. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Timeout, Minster. Anna's riled up, trailing by 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Oh, what a surge by Anna. Rockets chuck in the last, 2 minutes? 11-2 over Minster.
Well, that's how quickly they can score. And then they got some steals. They're really aggressive defensively right now and getting the ball down there. And now they've made some shots. It usually snowballs if you can make some shots.
And it sped Minster up. Of course, Minster can play that way. But it did make Minster get a little hasty. They coughed the ball up a couple times. Big offensive foul. Last trip down by Minster. Could have gone either way. Went against Reckerman. He made the shot, but it was negated.
Now each team has had a charge block that could have gone either way.
Minster lobs in after the timeout to Nixon. Goes left corner, Reckerman. He's got an opening. Slithers through all the way to the cup. Up and in off the window with the left hand by Reckerman of Minster, which leads by 8, 42-34. Hjulskamp's got an opening. Look at him go to work. Shovels it to the backboard with the left hand. Right through. Wow, what a play by Hjulskamp of Anna. One excellent play after another. Two fine clubs. Anna Division 3, Minster Division 4. Each could go a long way in the tournament. Minute 35 left, third period. 6-point lead. Minster outside the arc on the right at Schmidt. And Schmidt has an avenue to the rim. Leininger hooks him from behind and bats the ball out of bounds over the end line.
And that's somebody else that hadn't scored for Anna is Leininger.
Minster cleared out for Schmidt last trip down. Boy, he had a road to the basket, but a good deflection from the backside by Anna saved the deuce. Here is Schmidt below the rim, looks to throw in. And the ball is bounced off the leg of Stewart. That's Holscher on the floor now for Minster. Brady Holscher, six-footer, junior. This is a young Minster club. Here's the ball lobbed into midcourt by Minster. A circus catch. What an interception by Leininger, falling down out of bounds. Tried to roll it back on the court of play. Nobody was there for Vienna to trace it down. So it's still Minster ball to the left of the Wildcats rim. Salazar the playmaker, and the ball is knocked loose on the play by Stewart. And on the baseline, collision occurs. Salazar had a shot at the loose leather. Foul, Anna, which plowed into Salazar. It's common. Two fouls each way, a minute 18 to go in the third. Anna down six. It's been as many as 15. 30 feet away, Holscher into the post. Nixon, one-on-one against Stewart. On the arc to Falk, lets it fly. Way short. Loose ball rebound right corner by Minster. Taken by Holscher. Tried to throw it off an Anna player. Rockets got it, though. Gilskamp to Bixler. Outside the arc on the right. Dances into the lane. Jump, shoots. Swish! 12-footer Bixler. Four-point game. 42-38. What a comeback by Anna. Stewart reaches in at midcourt. Nearly stole it. Anna says it's off Minster. Referee says no dice.
Well, I think it did bounce off his leg, but they're lucky there wasn't a foul call because he reached across the body to deflect the ball.
I agree 100%. Could have been a foul on Anna for sure. Deep left corner, Falk lobs into Nixon, goes to work on Stewart. Double down by Anna, throws it into the corner to Holscher. Baseline, underneath the backboard, tries to throw to Nixon, picked off by Stewart. Long lead out to Bixler, a runaway locomotive to the rim. Up and good by Bixler. Wow. 70-foot pass down the floor by Stewart. Hit Bixler flying to the rim. And Anna has wiped out a 15-point deficit in less than 4 minutes. Minster enters to Nixon in the post. Reach-around foul by Stewart of Anna.
That's his second, and that was a good call.
This was a 38-23 lead for Minster midway through this quarter. Who would have thought Anna could have shaved it to two? Two-point lead, Minster. 15 seconds left. Third stanza. Nixon in the post. Draws the double team. Doesn't shoot. On the arc to Salazar. He's been silent since early. He's got two threes. Far left wing, Reckerman. Spin move. Spin move into the lane. He is guarded tightly by Kovacs with Axon.
Grabbed his arm. That's going to send him to the free throw line, too.
Kovacs, the man for Anna, who hacked him. Reckerman in the open floor. Very dangerous. Shifty young man. Stand 6'4". Dribbles on the go very well. He's got long strides. Missed the free throw, though, a bit heavy. Fouled in the act of shooting was Reckerman. Second of two upcoming. Scoreboard clock, Chuck, all the way down to 2.0 to go in the third quarter. It's a two-point lead for Minster. Anybody's game now. Second shot, Reckerman. Way short. Rebound, Stewart. Backcourt to Hulskamp. Running shot, midcourt on the way. Just shy of the mark. That was a late buzzer.
Yeah, it was.
For 2 seconds.
That was a home clock right there.
And I think it would have counted had it gone in. 42-40, Minster over Anna after three. Great Saturday night tilt. The Midwest Athletic Conference against the Shelby County Athletic League from here at Anna. Rockets down by a field goal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com, a new underwriting sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com. Along with Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We'll talk about Pinnacle at length at our next opportunity. We start the fourth quarter. Minster 42, Anna 40. Right away, Falk goes into Nixon. Right back to Falk. Give and go. Broken up by Anna. Bust out by Bixler. Bixler on the race, down the floor. And on his heels, a Minster player grabbed him. Prevented Bart from going all the way to the cup for two. Common foul. Anna throws in baseline right. Chance to tie or take the lead, believe it or not. To Stewart, to Bixler, to Leininger. Step back three. Way heavy. Rebound Nixon. Long pass to Salazar. Loops it to Reckerman. Baseline right. Shot fake. Hacked on the arm by Leininger. Two free throws. Reckerman.
Well, neither team shooting free throws very well. Anna's 2 for 6, and Minster 6 for 12.
The Wildcats were 15 of 25 last night against St. Henry, still prevailed by 6 on the road. Reckerman coming off a missed pair is at the stripe again, and he is short. The ball skidded to the back iron and came off. Second free throw, Reckerman. He goes zip for 3 here. In his last two trips, that one is perfect. Minster 43, Anna 40. Rockets have been down 38-23. And what a streak by Anna, outscoring Minster 17-4. Here's Yuleskamp down the lane. Oh, what a magnificent pass to Murray. He caught it, scored, foul over the back. Minster, Yuleskamp, terrific assist by him.
Yeah, that was terrific. And they called that on Reckerman, so that's his third.
7:24 left, fourth quarter. Murray at the stripe to tie for Anna. Too much muscle on it. It hit the heel, kicked out to Reckerman of Minster. As Chuck noted, neither team sharp at the stripe. That's going to be key. Quickly down the floor, Minster. It is Schmidt into the post to Nixon. He's off balance, missed the shot. Minster couldn't save it. Out of bounds to Anna. The official initially said Wildcats ball. He gets it right.
Well, I think the reason was it would have been their ball except for the Minster kids put a hand on it right at the end because it was off Anna until he touched it.
Yep, you're correct, Chuck. Here is Yuleskamp. Falls to the floor, lost the dribble, gave it to Leininger right in front of the Anna bench. It's on the boundary, out of bounds to Minster. 43-42, Minster by one. 7:03 left here in the fourth quarter. Schmidt in backcourt against Bixler. Little one-man pressure tactic by Bart. He rides Schmidt all the way to the left corner. Minster time and time again goes into Nixon. Feeds right corner Reckerman. Reckerman lets one go. Three-pointer around and out. No good. Rebound to Anna's Leininger. Up ahead to Yuleskamp. Rockets can take the lead. 6:40 left, fourth quarter. Yuleskamp on top. Left side Leininger. Picked up by Salazar. Dribbles behind the back. Wants to go to Murray in the post. Can't. Now Stewart, opposite side to Yuleskamp. Rises up, shoots the three. Backboard, rim, no. Minster's got it. Forecourt right, Salazar. Oh, big possession or two coming up each way, Chuck.
Boy, Anna just needs to get that lead.
Yes, who can take control? Minster again goes into Nixon. Works hard against Murray. Goes below the backboard. Reaches up and scores. Didn't have the angle. Used all of his body length to find the angle. Murray didn't foul him. Good play by Nixon. Two-pointer beneath the iron. As Minster continues to work Nixon hard in the post. Murray comes right back for Anna. Look at him go to work. Up with the left hand around Nixon for two. Murray and Nixon going at it tooth and nail on the inside. 45-44. Minster up one. 5:40 left in the game. Handoff on the arc to Falk of Minster. Gets a screen from Nixon. Doesn't use it. Falk barrels down the right side of the lane to the rim. Shoots it. Crammed out of bounds by Stewart. Big time block. Stewart saw the shot coming. Timed his jump. Made the swat. Minster throws in baseline right up one. Nixon mid post. Squares up. Looks at the rim against Murray. Powers into the lane. On the arc to Falk. Goes below the foul line. Now Reckerman. 30 feet away, Schmidt. Nixon's got it near the Rockets logo at midcourt. 5:13 left here in the fourth. 45-44, Minster by one. Nixon dribbling, head of the key. Team foul situation, 5 on Anna, 4 in Minster. Here's Reckerman. Oh, look at him go to work. He powers from the right flank to the basket, banked it in on the run. And then Anna's long pass down the floor, broken up by Minster, out of bounds to Anna, which trails by three again. 47-44. Outstanding one-on-one play by Reckerman. Last trip down by Minster. Here, he bats the ball out of bounds in the corner in front of Bixler. Anna will try again, this time at side court, about 6 or 7 feet up from the baseline.
Well, when you expend all this energy coming back from 15 down, sometimes it's hard to keep that momentum going. Yep.
That is surely the case. Anna's scoring is slowed down. Their pace is slowed down now. Hulskamp, foul line extended right on the arc to Leininger. Now Bixler lobs into Murray. Bixler cuts. Murray hangs on. Goes to work with Nixon. And he throws one up there over the rim. Comes out on the other side into the hands of Falk. Down the floor to Reckerman. Minster up three with the ball. Murray was crowded that last trip down by Nixon, who altered the shot by Murray. Good defense by the Wildcats, who own a three-point lead and have possession. Again, five team fouls on Anna, four in Minster. Nixon out high, drives, foul line, gives it to Reckerman in the corner. Right back to Nixon in the lane. Pass to the top of the key, picked off by Hulskamp. Two on two. He's got Bixler on the left. Hulskamp pulls up in the lane, hits it. 47-46, Minster by one, 3:54 left in the fourth quarter. Schmidt dribbles between the legs against Bixler. One of these times, Bart is going to make a pickpocket.
Yep, yeah, he's close.
Schmidt, midcourt, back to the basket. Looks straight away, finds Retkerman, foul line extended right. Stewart almost hooked him, could have been called for a foul, then he is. It's Common.
That's three on Cam. He needs to stay out there. They need him.
Stewart's got three. Who else has three, Chuck? Anyone?
Yeah.
Reckerman for Minster.
Right. Leininger. No, Murray's got three.
Okay. Ball lobbed in by Schmidt to Reckerman. Foul line. Bounce pass inside to Nixon. Nixon muscles up a seven-footer. Banks it too hard. It rattles, comes out. And Minster jams it out of bounds below the backboard.
Again, that's correct call.
Yep. Good defense on the interior against Nixon. His shot almost went in. 47-46. Minster by one. 3:20 left, fourth quarter. Hulskamp, foul line extended left. On the arc to Leininger. Into Murray. Murray for the lead. Spins, ducks under.
Wow.
And hits it. What a play. Spectacular move by Murray of Anna. He's going to work on Nixon on the inside, who very seldom has had an answer for Justin Murray tonight. 48-47, Anna by one. 2:56 left. Falk through the lane. Bounce pass, left corner, Nixon. Shot fake, hooks it to Falk at the foul stripe. On the arc to Reckerman. He doesn't shoot. Spin move in the lane. Leininger raked it away at the last second out of bounds.
They made a defensive switch, and they've had Hulskamp on Salazar, and Salazar hadn't had a look in the second half.
No, he hasn't. You're right. 48-47, Anna up one. 2:40 left, fourth quarter. On the arc, Schmidt gets a screen from Nixon, feeds it right back to him. Justin Nixon, 6'4 post player. Three-pointer, long fall-away shot, Salazar. He had an opening, and he threw it in there from big-time distance.
I jinxed him.
And we're tied, or I should say Minster, which was down one, goes up two. Murray had put Anna ahead by a single point. The Salazar three enables Minster to go up a bucket. 2:15 left in the game. Here's Hulskamp gliding across the paint. Oh, what a pocket pass to Murray for the easy layup. Hulskamp drew two defenders, maybe a third. Flipped it to Murray from down around his knees. Murray was waiting on it and laid it in there. Here's Minster out of control at midcourt. Timeout by head coach Mike McClurg. 50-50 tie. 1:59 left in the fourth. Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. It's new at 700 East Park. And you'll enjoy Jim Spitzer, physical therapist and owner, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one individually. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Chuck, I've got a headache from watching this game.
I had one last night. I could have used it.
Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, 419-1491. Phone 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. And as we return from the timeout, Minster runs great motion and gets Falk on the loose down low on the right. He rolls one in over the rim, and he's tagged on the arm after the two-pointer.
Well, they screened Leininger off, and he was late trailing through the lane.
Free throw much too hard, but Minster's Redkerman bats the missed free throw out on the arc to Salazar, whose 28-footer is an air ball.
Well, that would have been a dagger, but that probably wasn't the shot that he wanted.
Nope. I tell you what, Chuck, that was an outstanding offensive set after the timeout called by head coach Mike McClure.
Yeah, it was a great play.
52-50 Minster. Minute 36 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster won by two last year at home over Anna, 66-64. Here's Bixler lobbing baseline left to Murray. Murray against Nixon. They double down on him. Murray hooks it up, and it's good. And a foul.
He's got 23.
23 for Justin Murray. My goodness, that's 14 and a half over his per game average. Justin Murray, a man possessed tonight for the Anna Rockets. That was a dandy hook shot right in front. Soft touch, lot of rim. Nixon had belted him on the shoulder. Free throw by Murray for the lead. He hits it. 53-50, Anna by one. Minute 20 left in the fourth quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Schmidt races down the left side against Bixler. Hand off to Falk, 30 feet away, on top Nixon. They clear out for Redkerman. Straight away Salazar. He blazes a trail down the paint. Loops a pass in the left corner to Holscher. Running one-hander with the left hand. Headset. I said Holscher. I should have said Schmidt. Big basket by Schmidt.
Tough basket by Schmidt.
He hasn't shot many tonight. That one was under duress around the edge of the backboard. 54-53. Minster by one. We're down to 48 seconds to go. Team fouls, five on Minster. Pass low post left to Murray. Hemmed in on the arc to Leininger. Now Bixler right back to Murray. Redkerman doubles down. Murray goes up and under and still scores despite the double team. Spectacular game by Justin Murray of Anna, which leads by one. 28 seconds to go. 55-54.
I think they snuck Bill Walton in here tonight.
Wow. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, here's a carry by Redkerman. Not called. He palmed it. The ball was on his hip. He made a great drive to the rim and scored. Minster leads by one. 11-10-9. Leininger into Murray. Murray in the paint. Back to the basket. Ducks under. Shot blocked by Nixon, who takes it away. Foul Murray. 3.2 left. Minster's got the upper hand.
I'm going to say that they really haven't called that tonight. He got fouled. Murray got fouled, but they really haven't called it, so it's hard to complain.
And Redkerman turned it over down here on his
right. Yeah, yes, he did.
Oh, ball was on his waist, on his hip, during the middle of his dribbling toward the rim. That was a travel, double dribble, a carry or something, but he made a splendid move to the rim, and Murray in traffic down here to our left might have been fouled. Then came the deflection after he was fouled. Minster ball with what, Chuck? 3.5 to go?
Yeah, right in that area. I hate these clocks, that scoreboards that go count down the timeouts.
And Anna fouled Minster, did they not?
Nixon going to shoot 1-1, where he is 0-for-1 from the line.
And it's 56-55, Minster by one. Phenomenal game here tonight. Minster on the verge of beating the Anna Rockets 2 years in succession. Anna, what, 26-3 a year ago? And the Rockets, splendid season here in 2019-20, 17-3 at the moment. A loss tonight would be only the seventh for Anna, Chuck, in two seasons.
In the last two seasons.
Two of them inflicted by Minster.
Yep. Well, And Coach Barhorst at this timeout had to talk to them about the situation. It's going to be 1, 2, or 3, and you got to know what it is. It is 3.2 to go in the game. You got to know what you need. Nixon at the stripe, 1-1. Minster up 1, 3.2 to go in the game. 56-55, Minster. Two Hanna players in midcourt. The free throw, no good. Rebound by Stewart. Immediately a timeout by Stewart. The clock went from 3.2 down to 2.6. 9-year head coach Nate Barhorst for Hanna, I think, is clamoring for an additional tenth of a second or two.
Well, you're probably not going to get it at home. And once the ball is rebounded and they called the timeout, I don't think six-tenths of a second is unreasonable for a clock guy to turn the clock off.
Right. Bart Bixler's been held in check tonight.
He's had four
points for Bart against super Minster defense on him. But Justin Murray really wasn't doubled much until the latter third of this game. And despite numerous double teams late in the contest, he is still on a scoring spree.
26.
Wow. 26 of Anna's 55, but Justin Murray.
13 here in the fourth quarter.
Half of that production in the fourth. Meanwhile, a Reckerman, outstanding game for Minster.
He's got 17. Salazar's got 4 threes. They got 12 out of Nixon. They got 10 out of Falk. Very balanced.
I tell you what, the play of Murray in the post for Anna bodes so well for the tournament.
Well, especially against a kid that's 6'4", gives him a lot of bulk, and still the shots he was making were impressive.
Exactly. Anna ball into the floor, 2.6 left. Here is Bexler throwing to midcourt to Stewart. Stewart tries to make a leaping catch, can't hang on. It's out of bounds to Minster.
Tough to throw that pass that close to the sideline.
Yeah, that was a down and out by Bart to Cam Stewart that just didn't work. So it's Minster's ball at midcourt. Schmidt will throw it in. Minster up 1, 56-55, 2.2 to go. And no, it's Falk inbounding to Salazar. He's bear hugged by Uhlskamp. 1.7 remaining. Uhlskamp at the line. Still a 1-and-1. And we got a timeout by Anna head coach Nate Barhorst. The wheels are turning. Chuck, let's hear from Mark Jordan Sheriff. And we'll return in a moment with the final second plus.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
I got four words for this one, Chuck. What a heck of a game.
It was, and I'll tell you, Salazar has not been at the free throw line tonight.
Free throw, Salazar, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Stewart. Here's Bixler, long, high-arching 60-footer. It hit the ceiling here at Anna. It's no good, and Minster survives an Anna comeback and upsets the Rockets 56-55. Great win for Minster, which advances now to a mark on the year of 16-7. No, my mistake, 14-7. Minster had entered 13-7 tonight. Minster 5-3 in the MAC after beating St. Henry last night. Minster 14-7 on the year. A road game at Parkway next Friday. That's the battle for second place in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Anna falls short tonight by 1 to Minster and is now 17-4. Rockets will play Botkins on Monday night right here. That'll be the last game of the regular season. Of course, the final Shelby County League game. Anna's got the league wrapped up outright. 10-1 in SCAL play heading into Monday evening. Anna now 17-4. Minster 14-7. And again, Chuck, I repeat, I don't see how Minster's lost 7 games. This is a team which in the Northwest region could go deep into the tournament. I expect to see the Minster boys in the Sweet 16 in the regional in Northwest Ohio. Meanwhile, Anna, number 1 seed in Boys Division 3, will take on Triad next Thursday.
next Thursday in district play. Anna was due for a little bump in the road, Chuck, and it was a horrific second quarter, which did Anna in.
They got too far behind. They got down. They were down 15 points with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Right.
And then expended all their energy, but my goodness, what a comeback. And Justin Murray scored all 13 points. after Huelskamp hit his, he scored 13 in a row to get them to their 55. But Retkerman had a terrific game for Minster. So did Nixon. Salazar hit four big threes. Did you want to talk about a place where they struggled a little bit, though? 7 of 17 from the free throw line.
Wow.
And missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s.
Oh.
And they were 3-4. They were 1 for 5 down the stretch, which is going to lose you some basketball games.
And only 15 for 25 last night. Minster shooting fouls, 60% on the year. Well, you got to make them to win close games. And fortunately, tonight, Minster didn't have to make every one of them.
Well, and Anna, only 3 of 8 from the free throw line.
Right, no better. What a scorebook. Falk and Retkerman, boy, they're a challenge to guard. They can get the ball 25 feet away from the rim, and in a heartbeat, they can be at the basket. Both of them, what, 6'4"-ish, long strides, can put it on the deck and motor to the basket. They're just hard to guard. That's all there is to it.
They are. And they had four kids in double figures. I mean, that's their M.O. They're very balanced.
Yes. Head coach Mike McClure does an outstanding job with this club. And Nate Barhorst, splendid job with the Anna team as well. Anna due for a bump in the road. This was game number 11 in 21 or 22 days. 10 games in, I think, a day less than 3 weeks coming into tonight.
And now they got one day off, and then they got another one.
Right, yes. Monday night against Botkins right here at the Anna gym. But Anna played well, except for the first half of the third and all of the second, miserable second quarter. And as Chuck noted, Minster had built a 38-23 lead with right around 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Then Anna started the comeback, Chuck, and within the span of 3 minutes, Anna had shaved the 15-point deficit down to a bucket.
Yeah, had it all the way down, and I mean they had two or three possessions at the end of the third quarter that could have given them the lead.
But give Minster all the credit in the world. Wildcats made big driving hoops late in this game. Nixon down inside, good offensive player too. Finally, he stood strong against Murray of Anna. Might have fouled him, could have gotten away with one there late. And Retkerman, a couple of explosions to the rim from the right corner. And Minster defensively slowed down Bart Bixler. Riley Huelskamp got a second foul early in the second quarter and missed minutes. That was a factor, too.
They got no points out. Of course, Masteller didn't play.
Right.
They got no points out of Leininger.
Right.
They got 4 points out of Bart Bixler. That is, and Murray made up for it. But, boy, if Leininger and Bixler could have had their normal game, I would have probably been a 10-pointer for him.
Yeah, if you'd told Anna head coach Nate Barhorst before the game that his post player, Justin Murray, would get 26, 13 in the fourth quarter, he would say, oh, that's a continuous clock contest.
Yeah.
But not so. Minster, very, very good, Chuck. And I'm not going out on a limb saying it's a far better team than 14-7.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, but you can see where maybe at times they get a little out of control.
Right.
But they only turned it 8 times against Anna, which is good because Anna turns people over. They had a rebounding advantage of 30-24. They did a good job. Anna had 4 offensive rebounds in the first half. They only got 1 offensive rebound in the second half.
Right. There was a possession for Minster down around the minute or maybe 50-second mark in the fourth quarter when Anna had covered up 4 Minster players very, very well. And Schmidt got the ball in the far corner of the floor, and he couldn't believe what he saw, an opening toward the basket. Anna arrived late. He had about a 12-foot floater on the baseline around the corner of the backboard. That was a backbreaker for Anna.
And that is a really tough shot to shoot that thing from where he shot it from. He only had 2 baskets, but, boy, that one was key.
Mm-mm-mm. 2 years in a row, in the last seconds, Minster beats Anna 66-64 last year, 56-55 tonight. Now, looking at the Clancy's players of the game, for Anna, obviously, it's Justin Murray. And for Minster, a little tougher, but Trent Retkerman, he was terrific tonight. So those are our Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
What a heck of a game. That's my four-word phrase. What a heck of a is one word.
Heck of a.
Yeah. H-E-C-K-U-V-A game is the fourth. 56-55 Minster over Anna. Our next webcast Monday night, more than likely from Fort Loramie. Redskins need to win over Fairlawn to finish off third place in the Shelby County Athletic League by virtue of defeating Bodkins last night, 52-34. And Fort Loramie's got the upper hand now on third in the Shelby County League. Bodkins with a win last night over Fort Loramie would have been two games up over Fort Loramie and would have had third locked up. Now Bodkins has got to win on the road. Should Fort Loramie win, Bodkins has to win on the road here Monday at Anna in order to forge a tie. Obviously, Anna the favorite to come back on Monday and beat Bodkins. And Fort Loramie's got Fairlawn at home. Both of those games, Anna Bodkins, Fort Loramie, Fairlawn, add-on games because of football.
Right. Well, Fairlawn gave Jackson Center everything they wanted.
Yes, twice.
Twice, but last night. And Loramie's playing really well. I'm kind of anxious to see what their Fort recovery score was tonight.
Right. And how about that first meeting between Fairlawn and Fort Loramie? We covered it on Scores Broadcast. It was an extremely entertaining game. Photo finish right down to the wire. Went overtime, as I recall.
Yep. Hey, you got the Pipers out there. You got a chance.
Mm-hmm. And next Thursday, more than likely, we'll bring you a very good upper bracket sectional semifinal from Sydney between the Houston girls, who shocked Lehman Catholic today, and Bodkins, which took a first-round bye. Bodkins beat Houston twice in the regular season. Can Bodkins do it a third time? That game tips at 6 next Thursday at Sydney High School. We've got coverage for you. Webcast time about 5:45. Webcast time about 7:10 on Monday night before the Fort Loramie Fairlawn boys game. That's the last regular season game of our webcast coverage this year. And then don't forget, next Friday night and next Saturday night,
we move into Garvey Gymnasium.
Yep.
We take our pillow and blankets.
Yep. We've got two games each night. Doubleheader on Friday night, back-to-back games, 5:45 and 7:15 webcast time for 6 o'clock and 7:30 tips. And then the middle game on Saturday at Garbury Gym at Pickle, we won't cover, but we'll have webcasts at 4 and then again at 7.
Right. I love doing the Pickle tournament.
Yep.
It's just such a good time. So
steady diet.
Looking forward to it.
Steady diet of coverage upcoming here on Scores Broadcast. And looking ahead, one week from Monday, you could very well have a doubleheader from Sydney, sectional finals, girls division 4 from Sydney on Monday night, 1 week from this Monday.
Right.
So that conceivably amounts to 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. 8 games in about 8 days.
Well, I say goodbye to my dog, and then I don't see her again for a week.
So many thanks to Ron Mooney, our chief engineer here on scoresbroadcast.com, alongside Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, final time, final score from here at Anna. Great crowd of about 1,300 watched it. Went right down to the wire for the second year in a row. The Minster Wildcats upend the Anna Rockets. I should say upset the Anna Rockets. Last year, 66-64. Tonight, Minster 56, Anna 55.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.